The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com. BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Well, I hope you're ready to enjoy today's show. Well, as always, we're going to have Captain Tony on Lake Michigan with an on-the-water report. Then our good buddy Craig Kogut is going to give us a final wrap-up on the Blarney Bassmasters 2021 bass fishing tournament circuit that is one of the fastest-growing bass tournaments on the Illinois chain of lakes, and how you can be part of this for next year, and some of the fantastic fishing and people who are enjoying this tournament. It's really a fun tournament, but they have a great time, and they have a lot of laughs, and it's so much camaraderie. You're going to enjoy Craig's discussion about it. Then Brian Drendel from Geneva, Illinois, who is the newest member to be inducted into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame in 2022, will be on, and he will talk about how, as a science teacher, the kids in his class one day said, "Mr. Drendel, let's have a fishing club." And Brian said, "Okay." And that okay has turned into one of the fastest growing high school bass tournaments in the country, according to the Bassmasters organization. So many kids are involved in this, not just up here, but across the entire state of Illinois, and it's designed for the kids to have fun, learn, do good in school, and be part of the bass fishing industry. You can never go wrong with that, really. And then we will have in our last segment of the show the Aiden Fishing Report, along with some other outdoor information for you. So it's going to be, once again, a packed show with a lot of information. So I don't want you to go away. You know, the Illinois resident goose season just finished up. And I've got to tell you, everybody that I know that was out trying to find the resident geese, I always said those are the ones with the village stickers on their wings. I don't know how you can tell them apart. But they did very, very well. Many limits of 5 birds each were taken all across Northeast Illinois. So a lot of hunters had some great shooting. We were getting reports from literally north, south, east, west of the numbers of birds that were taken. So I want to congratulate all those hunters who had a great time doing that. Salmon, we're going to be talking about a little more information on that in the last segment of the show, but that's going to be pretty good. The weather is changing up in northern Wisconsin. They're starting to see a little bit of colors up there. Yes, colors are ready. Oh, I'm not ready, but we'll keep you updated on colors as we get more information from Wisconsin and Michigan, how the colors are slowly growing their way south into our area. Can't go wrong with any of this information if you're an outdoorsman. Hey, now let's hear from Captain Tony somewhere on the big pond. Hey, Tone.
Hey, good morning, Josh. How's it going?
Buddy, it went from warm, a little cool in the midweek. It's going to get a little warmer again. What are those fish doing? They must be confused.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We have some kings that are in front of the harbor coming in to spawn. Some are staging. But most of the fish we're catching are anywhere from 160 to 230. Seeing a lot of lake trout, still some rainbows around. We're catching next year's cohos. No monster ones, but, you know, they're eaters, definitely. Mm-hmm. But, again, a lot of spoon action, a few on spin doctors and metal dodgers. Again, you start seeing the bait because there's clumps of bait out there. Hang around the bait and fish the bait.
Mm. So that's really, if you're looking at your electronics, look for the bait balls or the whatever bait and, you know, zero in on that, circle that area, cut through that area. And
right. If you get more than, you know, two hits and a couple bites or a few bites, I'd mark the area, go a little further, turn around. You know, if you get two more, put another mark on your chart plotter and, you know, you got an area that there are some active fish in. So, again, 8 color leads, 10 color leads, 11 color leads, 300 coppers, 400 coppers are taking fish, various spoons. Dipsies, super mags on my dipsies. I change from my regular dipsies when I go out deeper, put them on my wires and fish my wires.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, yeah, you know, there's definitely fish to be caught out there.
Yeah. Now, the kings that you're catching deeper, are they pretty silver-colored clean?
Yeah, they're 2 and 3 year olds. They're still out there.
Okay.
A few of them, not a lot. We were out last Friday, you and I, and definitely the one that I caught was silver. The one that you caught was silver.
Mm-hmm.
You caught that beautiful rainbow.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, the darker ones probably be in shore, like in front of the mouth of the harbors, to make their motion to spawn and, you know, die.
And die. Because that's what they do.
That's a 4-year-old fish, right.
Yeah. Are there any, the lake trout that you're seeing out there, are they variety of sizes from, you know, small to some fat piggies?
Oh, yeah. We did take a 14-pounder the other day. There's some 10s. And then there's those little dinks when you don't even see the rod move and you reel them in. There's like, you know, maybe a pound laker on there. The best thing is be careful and shake them off and let them grow up.
Yeah. That, well, yeah. Just to...
You know, so yeah, there is a variety of sizes. I reeled in a couple the other day. The guys looked at me. I said, you know, guys, there's no meat on them. You know, we might as well just let them go to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what we did. You know, that's what you should do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really giving that break to, you know, get a little bigger, get a little bit of fatter, because they fill up that grill outside real well then.
right. They probably just stocked them not too long ago because, you know, they're really small. Yeah. But, yeah, there are some monster lake trout out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, we took a 14. There's 10s in there, 8s in there, great eaters, you know.
Yeah. Well, cool. Hey, Tony, if somebody wants to get a hold of you to get, you know, a charter, whether it's a weekday or maybe a few weekends that are still open for you, what do they do?
I would call the office at area code 847-838-2037. You can find my pricing on the World Wide Web at www.diamondghostcharters.com.
And what are we all yelling, Diamond Ghost?
Fish on!
Get the rod!
Oh, get the rod. All right, guys, be safe out there. Good fishing.
All right, take care, Tony. That's Diamond Ghost Charters, Captain Tony, everybody. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoyrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Rivers. You can catch them in the lake.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are going to smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them. They're ferocious.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, oh, the phone is ringing. We got to pick it up and see who's there. Well, everybody, it's my very good friend, Mr. Craig Kogut. Yes. How you doing, Craig?
How are you, Chauncey? It's nice to talk to you.
Buddy, we just finished up the year's event for the Blarney Bassmasters fishing circuit on the chain, haven't we?
Yes, we have. It was a great turnout this year. We averaged over 30 boats a tournament. We do 20 weeks starting the last week of April. We followed up with a championship. And this year we had 30 boats that qualified. 25 showed up, you know, due to wives not letting the husbands go out fishing that final weekend. But it's a blast. We have a bunch of food at the end.
It could be husbands not letting the wives go fishing, too, you know.
That could be. That is very true.
Because your club, I've seen women anglers at your club. I've seen, you know, at the tournaments. I've seen, you know, guys. I've seen mixed pairs. I've seen younger, you know, kids and their parents or grandparents. I don't know who they were. But, I mean, it's an interesting group that makes this club fun for people to go to be at, and literally to just participate in this. How many weeks again was it?
Pardon me?
How many weeks is the tournament cycle?
It's 20 weeks.
20 weeks. Yeah. You don't have to fish them all, right?
No, the rules are going to change next year to just make it even more competitive. We cut it in half, 10 weeks the first half, 10 weeks the second half, and you must fish 7 out of 10 per half to qualify for the championship.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, but again, we have high school kids, my daughter, I mean, she just moved to California. That was my partner for many, many years. And now I'm back with my son, so it's much more competitive now fishing with him. But, yeah, the father-son, it's great to see because these kids are in or going to be in high school. So it's just it's a great learning experience for the kids having their dad teach them also.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's, well, it's just fun, being on the together on a boat. That's, but you guys go out of Blarney's, right?
Port of Blarney, yes.
Which is on Grass Lake Road, I think?
Grass Lake Road in Antioch, yes.
Yeah. And you can launch there. You leave your boat and your truck there. Putts out into the chain, and you've got that the whole area of the chain. And the weird thing is people say, well, you know, there's no fish on the chain. Well, there's a lot of fish in the chain. I mean, your big bass this year was, what, over 5 pounds?
521 was our big one this year.
Jeez, that's a nice fish.
There's plenty of big bass in that lake. I mean, come July and August, it gets tough for everybody, but there's always boats that find them.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there's upwards of 16 pounds that win it certain weeks out of the year. I mean, you know, people can't say that it's there's no fish. There's definitely fish in the lake, that's for sure. We open it up to every lake out there. When we're centrally located, so you want to come out of our channel, you can go south or north, and it's just it's pretty much in half, so not a lot of downtime in fishing.
That's cool. Now, one of the things that I'm going to call it a circuit. I don't want to call it a club, okay? It's a tournament circuit.
Right.
You really see spending that much time on the chain of lakes, how fishing has gotten better over the years.
Well, I remember when this circuit started, I mean, at Mutiny, across the street from where we're located at now, I mean, we're drawing only 12 boats. And each year it's just growing. And we've heard people that are going to join next year. I mean, like I said, we average just under 31 boats a tournament, which for a Wednesday evening, we go out at 4:30 and come in a half hour after dark. I mean, that's a pretty good draw.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And you know what I like seeing, too, is the camaraderie, the interaction between the anglers after the weigh-in and what's there. I've come out and emceed a couple of the tournaments, and just to see the guys talk to each other. I mean, when I ask the typical question, well, what were you using? It's a bubblegum colored lure. Yeah, all right, guy.
Well, a lot of these guys are tight-lipped. I mean, everyone is. You know, competing against each other, so you don't want to give too many secrets. As big as the chain is, it fishes somewhat small at times, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you really want to keep your hot spots kind of quiet. And people find you and see you, and then they, you know, there's no secrets out there.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing, too, that I give a tremendous amount of respect to your circuit here, you know, I've seen these fish come in. I've seen you weigh them, and I've seen every fish go back alive.
Yeah, every once in a while. I mean, I think it was five, you know, fish this year that were deceased at weigh-in, which I'll tell you what, for the amount of the hundreds and hundreds of bass that were weighed in,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty good. We've got our own release boats that we weigh them in. They go right into the release boat right behind our trailer, and they're in a tub of water. And
yeah, and then they're
they
gone.
Get released back in ASAP, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, but that just shows that the guys in the circuit are concerned about the conservation, the health of the fish, you know, keeping the healthiest they can be so you can catch and release. So the next time you catch it, it's going to weigh 3 3/4 pounds or 4 pounds, right?
You hope so, yes. We remind guys on hot days, we'll put the big tank, we fill it up with water.
Mm-hmm.
So like angler's choice, we put a tub out there when it's hot because you got, you know, bags of fish waiting to get weighed in. So we definitely take care of the fish, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. And that's cool. Now, this year at your championship tournament, there were how many boats? This was last weekend, correct?
Last Saturday, yeah. We had 25 boats. Like I said earlier, 30 qualified, and we had 25 boats at our championship, which is the most we've ever had. I think last year was 15.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's competitive. I mean, these guys, people think, oh, it's raining out. we get 25, 30 boats if it's raining. You know, if it's storming out, we make a decision. Or if it's, you know, if it's flooded out there at no wake, we'll do a little, you know, fun screw around type tournament. But these guys, rain or shine, they're out there. 99% of them are. They come out no matter what because it's so competitive.
Mm-hmm. Now, at this tournament, you call it your championship, right? No, your classic. You call it your classic.
We call it the classic, yes.
Yeah. At your classic tournament here, the boat's left in the morning, and it was on a weekend, which normally your tournaments are on a Wednesday night, correct?
Right.
But
Go ahead.
I wasn't.
No, we do it on a Saturday because it's so tough. We definitely want to do an 8-hour tournament and, you know, give guys a much better chance to come in and try and win some money.
Mm-hmm. And, there's a lot of boat traffic on a Saturday, especially towards the end of the year here in September, the end of the boating season, which everybody, you don't need to put your boats away until there's ice on the water. But here the guys are going out there, and ladies, and they're fishing hard. They're working a lot of areas. They're working shoreline. They're working coves. They're working structure. They're working deep cuts in the bottom. They're doing everything they can. And they come back in for the weigh-in of the event. As you mentioned, the fish are weighed in very quickly. And somebody puts them in the release boat. They're taken back out there. Everybody then goes into the Port of Blarney's because you have a little celebration dinner.
Yeah, we have, we put pizzas, big mustard trolleys. Well, you were there, you witnessed. It's a big spread of food, beef, sausage, salad. You know, that's our way of giving back and saying thanks. We do a membership fee, which, you know, definitely helps pay for a lot of that at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have, you know, I'm sure you heard of Chris Groh, the Elite Pro.
Yes.
He donates stuff pretty much every week, and we give that to the first boat that's out of the money, and it's a pretty good package. I mean, there's times it's $20, $25, $30 package, mm-hmm. you know, that someone wins, so it's pretty nice.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I was talking with Chris Groh, and he mentioned to me that at your event that next year he'll be fishing some of the MLF and another tournament series, professional series. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard for him to give up once he's. You know, once he gets that in his blood, I hope he keeps going. He's a good stick. He should do good, I hope.
No, he is. And we're going to follow him on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, as we always do. But then, you know, you go in there, we have some food, and everybody else is laughing, having a great time. And then you get up, and you make the big announcement from, you know, who's won from, what, sixth place to first place?
Right. We paid six spots this year.
Mm-hmm.
The championship, we pay one in every four boats. So it worked out good. Six places. Pretty much no matter what, we'll pay six unless we do draw more boats, and then we will go a little bit further down the chain.
Mm, okay. Now, this year, I knew both of the gentlemen who, I don't want to say did well. I want to say, well, they're both great fishermen. They're both knowledgeable of the chain. They're both everything else. I think you need to have a handicap rule where you split them up next year.
Oh, that's what it is. You know what? You got one that's a professional guide out there, Jim Templin.
Uh-huh.
He owns Fish Tech in Morton Grove. Mm-hmm. And Logan McKenzie, which they put in their time on the water. They should be good, and they are good.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you put that much time on the water, you know what's going on. But both of these guys are great fishermen. And it's not just they won that tournament because the biggest fish award went to, I think, Logan?
Logan caught a 521 largemouth this year.
Yeah.
Logan and Jimmy Templin won Big Bass of the Year. They won Angler's Year. We do it in points. And then come championship or the classic, they also won that. So they did very well this year.
I've got a picture on our Facebook page of them holding all five of their plaques.
we have, you know, my son's partner at work makes them on a CNC machine. They look beautiful, mm-hmm. and they took home all the hardware this year.
Yeah, I was like, oh my goodness gracious. But, you know, but you're right. They're both very good fishermen, and they're willing to tell people how they did it, what they did, and where they were. They're not afraid to tell people.
Right, after the fact.
After the fact. Well, if somebody wants to get more information about your tournament circuit, which the official name is, go ahead and say it, Craig.
You could do Blarney Bassmasters on Facebook. That's probably the most effective way. I mean, we do all our updates, weekly updates on how many fish were caught, who won. www.blarneybassmasters.com. My phone number, if anybody's got questions, is on the website. It's 847-917-3578 if anybody's got questions. We usually will post. We'll have one or two meetings after the new year just to get everybody back into the fishing mood and, you know, talk about a few things, you know, get everybody gathered together.
Mm-hmm. And once, give me your phone number again. I want to make sure we say that.
It's 847-917-3578.
So if somebody has a question, give you a call.
Don't hesitate, definitely.
Yeah. Well, you know, Craig, thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for being you and John and Logan and many other people that volunteer to help put this tournament series together. Port of Blarney for letting you guys, you know, come up there and have fun and have your trailer up there. They're very good people, you know, to the organization, to the circuit. So I wish to make sure I openly thank them a lot. But, buddy, I'm looking forward to next year and seeing what happens.
No, we got next year, but we'll be getting off for crappies another couple of weeks, so don't forget that.
Ooh, yeah, crappie.
So,
all right.
I appreciate the time, and like I said, anybody's got any questions, feel free to call me or look us up on Facebook.
Sounds good to me, Craig, okay?
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Everybody, that was Craig Kogut from, you know, Blarney Bassmasters. They go out of the Port of Blarney's every Wednesday night for about 20 weeks, right?
Correct.
Okay, but I want to make sure I have the right number of weeks. So, once again, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Psst, Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! and Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on!
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, oh, the phone is ringing. Let's see who's on the phone. Well, if it's not the newest elected member of the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame, Mr. Brian Drendel from Geneva. How are you, Brian?
Good, Chauncey. How are you?
I'm having a good time, and congratulations on this honor that you probably have the same feeling as I do, that there's a lot of other people. You didn't have to pick me.
Well, thank you for congratulating me. Yes, I do feel very humbled, very honored that they would choose me. There's so many people that do a lot for the state of Illinois,
mm-hmm.
And you know the DNR and outdoor pursuits. But it was nice to be recognized. So.
Oh, yes, it is. It's always nice to be recognized, and I like I says only because I've been in the same shoes you are right now. I understand your feelings and what's going on inside your mind and in your soul and in your heart. But, you know, you've been an active in, you know, with the kids because you're a high school teacher, correct?
Right. Yeah. I've been a high school science teacher for over 30 years now at Batavia High School, which is a western suburb of Chicago. And, to be honest, I was actually the head wrestling coach for a big chunk of the first part of my career. And as my kids got into high school, I stepped down from that. And, so I had a little bit of a void. And mm-hmm. a couple of students in my class, they knew I liked to fish. And at that time, I was fishing the professional muskie tournament trail, the PMTT. So they knew I liked to fish. And as a group, and these kids were in my biology class, and I'll distinctly remember, we were doing a lab one day, and some kid turned to me and said, "Hey, Mr. Drendel, do you think we could start a fishing club?" And this was like 2005 or 2006.
Yeah.
And I didn't even hesitate. I said, "Yeah, we could do that." And that's kind of how it started, kind of, you know, very low key.
Mm-hmm.
And, I would take kids around to, you know, we'd go walleye fishing, we'd go crappie fishing, we'd go perch fishing in Lake Michigan. We did some really fun trips. But around 2007 or 8, that's when the IHSA was starting to look to put together a state tournament. And mm-hmm. so I got involved in the grassroots of that,
yeah.
of helping design some of the rules and things like that. There was a big group of us that were involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
But so when that happened, I kind of changed the focus of the club into a team that's going to compete. And anyway, long story short, I've been running tournaments. I host a tournament every spring and fall. I've been doing that for close to 15 years. In fact, we got one coming up this Sunday. And so I couldn't tell you how many hundreds and hundreds of kids have gone through our tournaments. But I think what really got me nominated or inducted into this Hall of Fame was my involvement with the Illinois Bass Fishing Coaches Association. which is a pretty new organization. If you're not familiar, or for the listeners that aren't familiar, we formed this club, or this organization. It's a nonprofit organization the year before COVID hit. And as basically we had a very simple motto or tagline, and it was to improve youth fishing in Illinois. That's our goal. Mm-hmm. Our number one goal, just improve youth fishing in Illinois. And so, you know, as a board, we started coming up with ideas, and we designed this this new tournament series called ICAST to give kids another opportunity to fish. And again, flash forward to now, it's up and running, and it's going crazy. Actually, according to Bassmasters, we're the fastest growing youth fishing organization in the country right now. So we couldn't be happier. Obviously, it's a learning process, but we really have things rolling now. Now that, you know, COVID isn't as much of an issue with fishing because you're outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and we've now had, we have thousands of members in this group, and you know, hundreds and hundreds of kids have fished our events and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the cool thing here is, let's add this up. Okay, Bassmasters have said, you know, BASS have said this is the Illinois Bass Fishing, Illinois Bass, yeah. I keep saying it wrong.
Illinois Bass Fishing Coaches Association.
I know, I keep dropping coaches, you know. But yeah. They, you know, the fastest growing youth organization, where is it? It's in Illinois. Where did high school fishing that has exploded across the country, where did that start? Illinois.
Yeah.
where did the colleges get all, you know, excited about having tournaments and, you know, teams? Illinois.
Illinois, exactly.
Can someone see something here? Maybe, you know.
And really, in the country, we're not known as one of the big fishing states. You know, you got Florida, and you got Louisiana, you got Tennessee, you got Texas,
mm-hmm.
You know, Alabama. Those are the big, big fishing states. But okay. You know, there's a lot of outdoorsmen and fishermen here in Illinois, and that's one of the parts of our ICAST series. Our philosophy was to hold tournaments in every region of the state.
Mm-hmm.
So we have tournaments as far as north as the Fox Chain of Lakes. We go out to the Mississippi River. We go all the way down to Lake of Egypt, is, you know, about as far mm-hmm. south as you can go. So we're all over the state. And then we also have board members that represent every part of the state.
Yeah.
But really the cool thing, the fun thing is we've got loads and loads and loads of high school kids. They're waking up at 3 a.m. to meet a coach at the at their high school, to drive to an event, to appreciate the outdoors, to, you know, to test their mettle against mm-hmm. other fishermen. And, you know, these kids could be instead playing video games or getting into trouble. But no, these kids are passionate about the outdoors. And so they're learning how to appreciate the outdoors. And these are going to be lessons that are going to, they're going to stay with them for the rest of their lives.
One of the cool things that I go crazy, I love it, is that these kids that are part of these high school teams all over the state of Illinois, they've got to keep their grades up to be part of the team.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. I mean, oh my gosh, you know, the kids have an incentive. And, you know, you can be a real tall kid and play basketball, or you can have a, you know, 230-pound kid and he's a football player, or, you know, you can have this. But you get on a fishing boat, I don't care how big or small you are, you're all the same to that fish. And it's skill.
And
it's,
male or female.
Yes.
Too. We've got lots of females that are fishing in these series.
Yes. And, you know, and one of the other things is if you and I were youth, as they say now, because we could go to college on a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Pinch
mm-hmm.
me. Pinch me, Brian. Pinch me. I got to wake up, you know.
Yeah, and of course that's the super elite that's going to do that. But it's, again, I'm more about, you know, we're not only putting, you know, giving these kids memories that'll last a lifetime, but we're giving them habits as to how to treat the outdoors, how to treat
the environment,
you know, your resources. We're teaching them how to fish with etiquette, and you know, not be a jerk on the water and cut off another boat, and those kinds of things. And it's, you know, it's to me, that's the most satisfying thing. Is, you know, these are going to be lifelong fishermen, a lot of them.
Yeah.
And several companies are starting to realize that, hey, if we can hook a kid into our product line at age 14 or 15, we may have them for life. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we've got a great sponsor, Shimano, with Frank Hyla, who lives here in Illinois, but he's the national youth director for Shimano. You know, he's kind of helped mentor us a little bit. You know, we're pretty much all teachers on this, in this group, or probably 80% of us are teachers. And so, you know, I've been a fisherman my whole life, but I don't understand how the fishing industry works per se, but Frank's been helping us out with that. And so, again, it's smart on their part, because, you know, they could have a customer for life. And so that's, you know, the way that this youth fishing has grown, it's really, really changing. Even the Elite Series, you can see now that a lot of the guys that are really, really doing well in MLF, these guys fished in high school and college.
Yeah. Well, and one time, a number of years ago, I asked Mike Iaconelli, I said, who do you, when you're looking over your shoulder, I says, who are you looking for? Are you looking for, you know, Kevin? Are you looking for, you know, Ish? Are you looking for Skeet? And he goes, oh, no. I go, well, who are you looking for? He says, I'm looking for that kid coming out of college, because they're coming into this 10 years ahead of where I started. So that puts them ahead of me right now. I'm like, wow. You know, that just gives, and but it's, as you said, it's getting the kids outdoors, getting them to enjoy fishing, them and their friends. If they want to make a career of it and do this or go to school, college for it, great. If they don't, they want to become a plumber or an electrician or a draft, you know, or an accountant, that's okay too, you know.
Right. Yep.
But to have that appreciation of the outdoors and keep passing it on is the biggest key out there. I have to congratulate you, your family, all the kids at school. Because they're probably, you know, you're the god, man. You're the man.
I don't know about that. I'm just the coach to them.
But you're just Brian Drendel, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. And, you know, but, you just know,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Like I say, I've been doing this a long time. And so in the around 2010, 11, 12, I would get five to 10 emails a day from either parents about what should I buy for my kids, or from other coaches. And because I started a website early on, and so when people would just Google high school fishing, my name would come up or my school would come up. And so I decided I'm going to put everything into a central website that's got all kinds of information. It's called highschoolfishingcentral.com. It's a website, but there's also a YouTube channel by the same name. And now we've got well over 100 articles on the website. We've got well over 100 videos, and it's all educational based. You know, there's a lot of YouTube videos out there fishing related, but there's little educational value.
And
ours is all about education. It's no frills. You know, I'm not a fancy cameraman or anything like that, but it's all to educate. And so a lot of times, when my kids on my own team, they'll say, hey, how do you do this? I just say, here's the video. But I will gladly certainly show them and teach them things on the boat. We're always doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how it all started. I just, you know, I didn't have enough time in the day to be a full-time teacher and answering all these questions for parents and other coaches. So I started these websites.
That's true. Well,
and it's benefited thousands of kids now.
Brian, all I can say is the Illinois Conservation Foundation, which I'm a massive supporter of, really picked a great person to honor in 2022 at their big gala, wherever it's going to be, dinner, and to make you a member of the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame. Congratulations, and thank you for everything you do.
Thank you so much, Chauncey. Thanks.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to visitsunsetcountry.com. That's visitsunsetcountry.com. Segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, setting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander fishing hole. I can't think.
Well, I hope you're all enjoying today's show. I'm having a great time with you, as I do every Saturday morning. And let's get some news out there. First of all, the Illinois Conservation Foundation, as we announced earlier in the program about Brian Drendel being inducted into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame. There are two other peoples, John Burke Jr. from Bartelso, Illinois, and also Betty D. Ford from Bath, Illinois, that will be honored next year at the Illinois Conservation Foundation's big fundraising gala, which they have silent auctions. They hand out these awards. Everybody cheers. It's a great time. We'll keep you posted when that's going to happen, okay? But we want to congratulate also John Burke and Betty DeFord for also being inducted into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame. The 2021 Illinois Fall Trout Fishing Season, this is inland trout fishing season, will open Saturday, October 16th at 659 ponds, lakes, and streams throughout the state of Illinois. There will be an early opportunity at select state trout sites for fall catch and release for fishing only from October 2nd to the 16th. So no trout may be kept during that catch and release fishing period, and it's only several locations. It's not all of them. But anglers can't keep any trout after that opening of the regular season. After October 16th, then you can keep all the five per day that you're allowed. And if you see somebody taking more, call the conservation officer. That Illinois catchable trout program, they call the Inland Trout, is funded by the program that the sale of the inland trout stamps, and the Illinois Department of Natural Resources stocks more than like 80,000 rainbow trout each year into bodies of water where they allow the trout fishing to be permitted. There'll be an additional 80,000 trout stocked in the spring, which is another great time to go fishing, in many areas throughout the lake, probably about the same number, 59, 60, 62 different bodies of water. Okay, in Michigan, you can't go wrong. Small game season started on the 15th of September. That's fox and gray squirrel, rabbit, hare, ruffalo, grouse. It gets you to look around, see where the deer are hiding too. But this year, woodcock season is also going to be has started on September 15th in Michigan. In addition to your small game license for Michigan, you need to have your free woodcock stamp, which includes your harvest information program registration, so you can tell them if you've harvested any of them. And towards the end of the month, September 25th and the 26th is National Public Lands Day throughout the United States. So many DNRs are having programs for you to get out and enjoy and choose your favorite outdoor activity, so you can be part of the great outdoors. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, let's talk some fishing. Lake Michigan, Chicago area, Illinois. My buddies are telling me that some of those big golden kings are being taken in the harbor, in front of the harbor mouths, by the boaters. The harbor's kind of warmed up a little bit, so that activity kind of dropped, but they were picking them up north of Chicago, where you can fish in the harbors after dark all night long, like Waukegan was one good location to definitely try. So let's not, you know, think that, hey, I'm not going to, you know, catch any fish. They are catching some fish there. They're also using some spoons, glow-in-the-darks. Some of the trollers were using some J-plugs. Well, that's a pretty good idea this time of the year, too. His buddy, my friend JT, said that they took a couple of salmon in front of the harbors, casting in spoons before the sun up in the Chicagoland area. But we need to keep a nice west wind to get that cooler water in the closer to us.
Diamond Ghost Charters Captain Tony, you heard what he gave at the report at the beginning of the hour, and he says he's been running 140 to 200 feet, even though you can catch some fish closer in. The bigger fish are definitely still in deeper water, so don't pass them up, okay? Don't pass them up. Northwest Indiana, kings have dropped, a little bit warmer temperatures, but, you know, they got perched for like 12 hours, and then they took off again. Where did they go? We're going to have to send somebody out to find all these perch, because I need to get a mess of perch. Salmon anglers, they're seeing them up in the rivers because the rivers are a little bit cooler than the water in the lake, but that will change shortly. For you people who enjoy the fishing the Cook County Forest Preserves, those cooler nights have those fish excited first thing in the morning, and then as the day warms up, that pushes them a little bit deeper and into the shades. Bass, small to medium roaches under a bobber are still the best. That they want meat, they want to eat. Check, let them eat. Don't bother, you know. Don't teach them to bite on something that's fake. Teach them to bite on something that's good. Skokie lagoons, everybody's telling me we're not catching fish, but they're all fishing the middle of the lagoon. Nobody that I talked to was fishing the shoreline or under the shady spots in the trees. Those are key spots for you to try. Tampere Lake, golden roaches about 2.5 feet under a bobber. We're taking some nice fish. Small crappie off the pier, and that's pretty tough there to get some any of the big fish, the crappies there. Out of Wren Lake, from our friends at enjoywrenlake.com, white bass are still good on spinners. Slab spoons, white reports of fish being caught around the 154 bridge. I like that. Fish along the rocks and drops offs, that's what you want to be there. Remember, on those white bass, there's a 20 fish creel limit. Don't push it. And only three can be over 17 inches long. Three over 17, so, you know, or longer, I should say. Remember that. But always go to enjoywrenlake.com for the latest information for all your fishing needs for Southern Illinois. Chain of Lakes, catfish are doing pretty good in my books. Live bait, cut bait, stink bait, hot dogs, anything that kind of got a reek to it, they're going to catch some catfish. But you know what? Sizes vary, and find a little current, you're going to find bigger catfish there. I like them. Bluegill are really doing well along the shoreline. 3 to 8 feet are some of the common areas. Definitely check that out. Chicago River, hang by those pilings. That's what I'm going to tell you. Stick with that. And if you got a night crawler or a McDonald French fries, put it on the bottom and hold on to that rod because you're going to get a big, big carp. McDonald's French fries work so well. To our buddies that are looking north, Lake Geneva, cooler nights are bringing perch back to the shallows. Love seeing that action, and the kids are in school, so the action during the week has really dropped. Well, the flute is playing, so we're coming to the end of the show. And when it comes to the end of the show, I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb. This one comes from my good friend, Apensui Majawat. It says, "When I am in the woods, I am never alone. I am surrounded by all that I love and all that loves me." For my friend Apensui Majawat, when I am in the woods, I am never alone. I am surrounded by all that I love and all that loves me. How very, very true. This man's pretty smart some days. I quite like his Native American proverbs that he sends me. They really touch home and touch the heart of not just me, but thousands and thousands of other people. Well, we'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, everybody. Have fun and be safe in the great outdoors.